The Container, a guided visualization to manage distress. This practice is helpful for containing difficult thoughts, emotions, body sensations, experiences, or anything that is particularly distressing. It is a useful practice which can help you contain challenging experiences that may make it difficult for you to regulate your emotions, thoughts, or sensations. Find a comfortable place to sit or lay down as you listen to this guided visualization. Please feel free to come out of the visualization at any time, but especially if you begin to experience an increase in distress or feel emotionally overwhelmed. So, to begin, first become aware of your breathing. Not doing anything to change your breathing at this point, just noticing your breath. The natural inhale and exhale, just becoming aware. And next, just do a little scan of your body and notice if you are holding anywhere, if you have any tension or breath holding or tightening anywhere in your body, and just begin to consciously let those places go. Letting go of tension, of holding, of tightening or clenching, and just allow yourself to breathe into those places and intentionally let go, relax, release. Now we are going to be creating a container. It doesn't matter what kind of container it is, as long as it can hold any difficult thoughts, emotions, worries, memories, or sensations, or anything that is particularly distressing. If you were going to develop something like that, what kind of container would it be? Some people have used boxes, safes, trunks, or chests. Others have used book bags, knapsacks, and other pieces of luggage. It can be anything, really. A tank, a submarine, an underground well, anything that suits you. Can you bring to mind an image of something like that? Something that would be able to contain any and all difficult experiences, feelings, thoughts, and sensations. When you have one in mind, take a good look at it. What material is it made out of? How is it held together? How big is it? What color is it? Are there any markings on it? If there are markings, notice them. If not, that's fine, but I'd like you to add something to this container. I'd like you to add, in some way, whether it be a note or a sign or an inscription of sorts on it, I'd like you to add a note to this container that will say that it will remain tightly sealed. It will remain tightly sealed until you wish to open it and retrieve something from it. Otherwise, it will remain sealed. It can be opened, but only by you, and it should be opened only in the service of your healing. So once again, look at your container. Does it already have that message on it? If not, place it on there now. Now, how does this container open? Are you able to open it by yourself, or do you need help? Is there a lock on it? If not, feel free to put one or several on it now. Once the locks are in place, we'll experiment with opening and closing it, locking and unlocking it. As you do that, notice how much or how little effort it takes to open and close your container. When you feel comfortable handling it, I'd like you to think of something that you might put in the container, just for practice. Do whatever is necessary to open it up, and then place something in there. When I say something, I mean anything, really. Anything that may be distressing or difficult to you right now. It could be thoughts or worries, bad feelings or bad memories. It could be something that you have to do, but not right this minute. Or it could be something that keeps you from being present with this exercise. It could be self-judgment, doubt, or pain. Whatever it is, you're going to put it into the container. Whatever you need to do to get it in there, do that now. Once the distressing material is in, close it up and lock the container if you have a lock. Or otherwise, just seal the container well. Now, breathe deeply as you look at the locked or sealed container, securely holding anything that you need or want it to hold. Notice how you feel in your body, having set aside whatever distressing thing you put in your container. Can you sense that it is fully contained? Is there something that keeps it from fully contained? If so, you can try opening your container and putting that barrier in there as well. Remember that this container is yours and will hold any and everything that you need it to hold for as long as you need it to. Now imagine walking away from your container so that it is no longer in your sight. Or, alternately, you can imagine where you would like to place your container. Whether it needs to be far away from you, like up in space but still accessible, or if it needs to be closer, like in a closet or somewhere outside. Notice the feeling in your body now that you are no longer burdened by what you put in the container and that your container is safe in its space where you can reach it when you need it, but it is safe and put away for now. Notice your breath in and your breath out. And any sensations of relief you feel in your body. Maybe your shoulders have dropped a bit, or some of the tension in your neck has subsided. Whatever feelings of relief you notice, breathe deeply and just notice. Whatever you put in the container is now securely locked inside. It is for you to open whenever you wish to put things in or take them out. So now, just for practice, let's go back to your container. Once you have it in sight, look closely. See if you can read what is written on the outside. Continue focusing on your breath as you continue to approach the container. When you are in reach, unlock it and open it up. As you open it, notice that what you put in there is still there, separate from you. You might want to put something else in, or maybe even a few things. Or you may just wish to lock it back up. Whatever feels right and safe to you, do that now. And once you've finished practicing putting things in your container and securely locking it back up, you can walk away from the container. And as you walk away, begin to bring yourself and your awareness back to the room that you're in, knowing that this resource, this secure container, is available to you at any time. Knowing that you can use it to hold any and all distressing things. Knowing that all of the things that you have chosen, or anything that you choose to contain in the future, will be secure and will remain secure. You can access the material whenever you feel resourced to do so. Resourced or supported to engage with the material that is distressing. But for now, and when you need to, you may leave it, knowing it is safely and securely contained. And now, whenever you are ready, gently bring yourself back to the room by taking a couple deep cleansing breaths, inhaling slowly, exhaling slowly. Slowly beginning to move your body and open your eyes, knowing that you can come back to your container whenever you need to.